20 years ago today, at 4 in the morning, water stopped flowing through the core of the Three Mile Island nuclear power plant just south of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Backup systems failed. Operators lost control of the reactor. Fuel rods melted and radioactive gases escaped. It was the closest this country has come to nuclear disaster. Since then, orders for nuclear plants by American electric utilities have ceased. And as NPR's Dan Charles reports, the accident may have turned the profession of nuclear engineering into a cemetery of knowledge.
The nuclear reactor building at the University of Virginia has the feel of a cathedral. The light is dim. The ceiling is a concrete dome high overhead. A deep pool of water almost fills the room. The water is so pure, nuclear fuel rods 30 feet down on the bottom of the pool look like they might just be on the other side of a blue plate of glass. 25 years ago, Robert Mulder came to this reactor from his native Brazil to learn the secrets of nuclear engineering. Now he's in charge of it.
When the reactor is in operation, we usually turn off the lights, and then there is a very beautiful blue glow that one sees coming from the reactor due to Cherenkov radiation.
But no one will ever see that glow again in this building. Last year, the university decided that it couldn't afford to teach nuclear engineering anymore or keep this reactor running. So in the middle of the night, on the 30th of June, Mulder helped drop the control rods and shut it down.
We had a going away party here, in the sense that we had friends of the reactor and faculty and former students all come. And not that we are able to eat here or celebrate, but in a sense, you know, we had a sort of a communion. And then we scrammed the reactor at midnight.
The last three nuclear engineering students will graduate shortly. Then the only job left will be draining the pool, demolishing part of the building, and carting away radioactive concrete and steel at the heart of the reactor. This is happening all across the country. Before Three Mile Island, when nuclear engineering was trendy, American universities graduated 800 nuclear engineers each year. That number has fallen to 300. The number of reactors at universities has declined from 70 to 30.
We are casualty of Three Mile Island. We are casualty of Chernobyl. We are also casualty of the fact that there are no nuclear plant orders in sight in the United States.
Now there are other hot fields attracting funding and students at the University of Virginia's Engineering School. Hayden Wadley is an associate dean at the school.
Today, there's an information technology revolution. Biology is exploding. Opportunities like that, combined with the revolution in microelectronics, mean that there's a tremendous demand from students to understand those endeavors.
And not much demand for nuclear engineering. Wadley says it was a wrenching decision to close down the reactor, but a university's priorities usually reflect those of society. The fact is, he says, Americans have decided they don't want more nuclear power plants. Not now, and maybe not ever. Maybe the next big thing will be solar. Nuclear engineers in some other universities are fighting the idea that they belong to a dying craft. Anthony Baratta, head of Penn State's nuclear engineering program, says his graduates actually are in great demand these days.
We had an employer come in last year and say, well, I want to hire 7 nuclear engineers. Now, at that time, we only had 7 graduates.
Remember, Baratta says, the military has its nuclear weapons. 100 nuclear reactors generate a fifth of the country's electricity, and hundreds more drive the Navy's submarines and aircraft carriers. Every day, doctors inject radioactive isotopes into thousands of patients, diagnosing and treating their diseases. But every year, there are fewer nuclear engineers to produce those isotopes or design those reactors.
And if we don't do something about it now, 4, 5, 6 years from now, we're going to be in a situation where it is critical. We are going to be losing a lot of capability, and it's something I don't think we should lose.
The companies that operate nuclear power plants say it's not an immediate problem. They can hire or train the people they need. But as the generation of engineers that actually built nuclear plants retires, much of their know-how also will disappear. It may become as hard to find people who understand some parts of nuclear engineering as it is to find stone cutters for cathedrals. Robert Mulder, meanwhile, who's turning out the lights on the University of Virginia's nuclear program, says he'll probably look for a job in private industry, something that has a definite future. The difficulty, he says, is deciding what does have a future, because he was so wrong the last time.
I mean, nuclear was an area that I thought could not go wrong, that, you know, it was a... that the only difficulty was getting into it, getting somehow finding the funding to finance my studies. But after that, I thought it would be clear sailing. And so basically now I'm a little bit gun-shy, and when I look at other areas, I ask myself, well, it looks good now, but what will it be like in 3 years, 4 years?
These things seem to go in cycles, he says. Maybe the right thing would be to pick a field that's out of favor at the moment. Who knows? Maybe now is the right time to get into nuclear engineering. Dan Charles, NPR News, Charlottesville, Virginia.